The predicted days of Noah are returning, and that is not a good sign if Jesus is not your Lord and Savior.
They're modifying the animals, they're cloning the animals, and they're also, if you will, resurrecting the animals, literally bringing them back from dead. In fact, the term that they have for it in the industry is called de-extinction. They're taking extinct animals and bringing them back with this technology.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today we continue with Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas and founder of Get a Life Media. What happens when man tries to be like God and tries to recreate God's entire creation? There are serious consequences. Yet that is happening with genetic manipulation today, just as in the days of Noah. Here is today's programming.
Here's the other big one, vaccines. They admit that vaccines can be used as a mechanism to alter the human genome. In fact, we didn't know this virus was going to pop out, right? When we were working on this research, right? But it is right now. And what are they calling for right now? Not just a vaccine, but a what? A global vaccine. And not just a global vaccine, but I don't know, we need to let people choose that or not. I think we need to mandate this vaccine. And in the example here that we gave, and this is from the think tanks behind the vaccine industry, they say that, listen, and they even use the example, I kid you not, of a global pandemic would become the perfect excuse for us to call for a global vaccine that we could purposely use to alter the human genome. And some of the effects that they said would be positive on people was we could genetically make them more docile.
Welcome back to program number two, talking about hybrid super soldiers and the coming genetic apocalypse. And we started that last weekend. Let me reset the stage real briefly, because the Bible says that the days of Noah are going to return. That can have many applications, as that soundbite has revealed the various angles to the days of Noah, Genesis 6, and how they're coming back again. We even talked last week about the rioting and the anarchy and the lawlessness, and that was a part of Noah's day as well. We've heard about genetic modification. We talked about that last week extensively. We talked about cloning last week. How about cloning human beings? How about creating human-animal hybrids? This is just one reason the Bible calls the last days perilous times. Mankind trying to play God, and that has serious consequences. We talked about even cloning Dolly the sheep. That goes back to the late 1990s. And that's all because I've been introduced to and actually have a privilege of having a small role in Pastor Billy Crone's newest production, and it is. And I say that in a very respectful way because he's done such a professional job with 16 DVDs and over 30 teachings on hybrid super soldiers and the coming genetic apocalypse. By the way, if you missed last week, find it on my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Find it at oneplace.com. Find it on our YouTube channel, Jan Markell, Olive Tree Ministries, where you'll see the dozen or so film clips that we insert into our radio presentation of last weekend and this weekend, or you can watch it on hischannel.com, and you can see all the film clips that are a part of the 16 DVD set. That way we make it a little more educational, a little more visual, so that you can actually see what we're talking about here for the hour. Pastor Billy Crone, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Let me just throw in here the issue of Hollywood. And I was talking off air with you, and I indicated that one of my all-time favorite movies is Jurassic Park, which quite frankly, and I love it because I love the animals. I love the dinosaurs and the creativity of how they've made those dinosaurs, made them so real. But at the heart of Jurassic Park, of course, every animal, and for that matter, some of the people, are cloned. Hollywood has prepared the way for us, haven't they?
Yes, they have on a massive scale, and I've said this for years in a multitude of different angles, and certainly what we're talking about here today. Hollywood, to me, isn't just about entertainment. It's a propaganda machine and an educational tool. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood is being used as that tool to prepare us, believe it or not, for the future that these people are trying to build for us for their various reasons. Something as simple as Jurassic Park, you're going, oh, come on, that can never happen. Well, folks, as we document, this is not just happening. It's been happening for quite some time. Believe it or not, they're doing three different things with this technology to animals, just animals. They're modifying the animals, they're cloning the animals, and they're also, if you will, resurrecting the animals, literally bringing them back from dead. In fact, the term that they have for it in the industry is called de-extinction. They're taking extinct animals and bringing them back with this technology. The first one that they're already doing it with, we expose this, and you can see it with your own eyes, is the woolly mammoth. The woolly mammoth, of course, they find DNA samples all over the place, certainly in places like Siberia, and they're getting some good DNA samples. Well, what they're doing right now, as you're listening to this, they are bringing it back, and they're using the elephant as the host animal so that it will combine with the elephants in the elephant's womb. They're going to have the elephant give birth to a woolly mammoth and bring it back. That's Jurassic Park. One thing that we learned, Jim, with our interview with the geneticist who's in this industry, is she blew me away with how far this technology's gone. They're not just bringing back the woolly mammoth. As I speak, they're bringing back saber-toothed cats, the river dolphin, the woolly rhinoceros, passenger pigeons, Tasmanian tiger, the moa, the dodo bird, believe it or not, things that went extinct. They're de-extincting and bringing them back. But what she said was, if you can dream it, we can do it. I asked her the question. I says, that's cool for the woolly mammoth. You use a host animal that's close to it, which we would have on the planet right now called the elephant. I says, but what if you wanted to do the Jurassic Park? Say, I want to bring back a T-Rex. There's no host animal. There's nothing that looks like a T-Rex on the planet that you could use. What about that? She says, that's where people don't understand. The genetic modification industry is changing so rapidly. Where we're at now, she says, we don't even need the host animal. All you literally need is a sample of that organism's DNA, and they're already at the stages where they're creating artificial wombs. Basically, the host animal, we don't need it. We can create the animal in an artificial womb with a sample of their DNA in the laboratory. That is full-on Jurassic Park.
Yes.
It's not a movie. It's happening right now.
Give some other illustrations of how Hollywood has prepared the way for us. I haven't seen so many of the films that were referenced, but a lot of my listeners would be very familiar. Sorry to say it, some of my listeners were pawns. They didn't know. They had no idea Hollywood was conditioning them.
Exactly, and that's the elusiveness of Hollywood. We think it's just entertainment. No, it's propaganda. They're getting you conditioned for the future that they're building. A term that's used is called soft sell. If they came out and said, you know what, in the next decade, there won't be any true humans left, and we're going to radically alter humanity and animals and plants, well, people would freak out. So what do? You piecemeal it to them little by little, so that when it arrives, it's not too much of a psychological shock. But that's what's going on. In fact, Jen, I'm glad you brought that up with the Hollywood angle. I didn't plan on this, doing the research in this documentary, but there's over 250 video clips of evidence with military think tanks, scientists, news interviews around the world, including the United States, Europe, you name it, China, South Korea, showing that this is really going on, as crazy as it is. However, as I was researching this myself, I'm going through it. I'm going like, wait a second, that's just like the Jurassic Park movie. I get into the super soldier section, what the militaries want to do in modifying soldiers around the planet. I'm going like, wait a second, that's just like the Iron Man movie. Wait a second, that's like the Hulk movie. Hey, wait a second, that's exactly the same premise they expose in the Captain America premise. And on it goes. And of course, we share those clips so that people realize.
Yes, yes.
Whether you realize
Excellent.
Or not, you have been prepared for this.
How many video clips do you have in your presentation?
The total documentary is 16 DVDs, 32 hours total. But as far as video clips of evidence, not counting the articles and the biblical basis, of course, that this is a repeat of Noah's Day, but just the video clips of evidence is over 250.
And they're stunning, folks. That's why I'm encouraging you to watch this program and last weekend on our YouTube channel or at hischannel.com. or LightSource on oneplace.com, so you can see what we're showing you. We'll play some more here this hour. We played a lot of video clips last weekend, and they're all from, I think all but one's from Pastor Crone's 16 DVD set, Hybrid Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. But what I want to do is I want to head in, because I promised it coming into this program, with a little soundbite of you and Gary Stearman there, and that is this issue of vaccines. I want to talk about it for a few minutes. Billy Crone, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here was with Billy Crone last weekend and this. And when I do that, folks, it's because the subject matter is so significant and extensive that to give you just little teaser bites, it's not really fair to a product. It's not even fair to a guest who's just invested over 30 hours of teaching into a production that's very educational. And then the point is, it's biblical. Jesus says in Matthew 24 that the days of Noah are going to return. He's really referring to the tribulation, which the church is not a part of, but that's not the point, because we see tribulation events casting a shadow on the church age. And of course, the days of Noah, we talked about it last week, all the aberrations going on, including violence, including mayhem, including anarchy, including just all the various science things. Of course, they didn't have the sophistication of science, but they had the mind that wanted to be aberrant when it came to creating things and creating mankind. But let's head to vaccines. Billy, and you talk about it. We're vaccine conscious right now. This is a couple of weeks ago now with my guest Jack Hibbs and Mark Henry. I quoted Alan Dershowitz saying that now, because of COVID-19, the government can take us to our local clinic and force a needle in our arm to get a COVID vaccine. It seems like, thanks to the efforts of Bill Gates, quite frankly, Anthony Fauci as well, and others, we've become extremely vaccine conscious, and there are very few pushing back. Robert Kennedy is pushing back, I know. Some of these vaccines have some horrific things in them, but talk to me about how this applies to what we're talking about.
Jim, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that certainly is a current topic that we didn't plan on when we initially started the research in this documentary, but it's here now. Most people don't realize that there's more than one way that even humans, not just plants and animals, can be genetically modified. The last program, we focused primarily on the one method, the new invention called CRISPR, where you can slice and dice the DNA and mix and match and do that. And that certainly is what's being popular today. But there's another field in the genetic industry, and this was a learning curve for me too. It's called epigenetics. And basically, that is the ability to turn genes on and turn genes off. That could create, hopefully, good things, and unfortunately, it creates bad things. And I say that because that's important, because if some people, they only heard the first broadcast, go, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay away from any laboratory. They're never going to CRISPR me. They're not going to modify me, so I turn into a non-human. They'll never get me. Well, this is why you need to pay attention to this other method called epigenetics. And basically what it is you could be exposed externally to certain things, chemicals and things of that nature, and you could ingest them, which includes a vaccination, with certain things that literally will change your genome. Most people have no idea that this is going on. Now, let me give you a couple examples that we uncovered in our studies of things that you could be exposed to without ever going to a CRISPR laboratory, and you're actually being genetically modified. One example is they're starting to admit that certain additives in plastics, being exposed to that, can actually genetically modify you and begin to produce diseases in you. Even something going through a trauma growing up, whether it be like starvation, whether it be child abuse and things of that nature, these things actually begin to have an effect on you genetically. You know what they're now coming out with? They're saying that marijuana not only actually alters the person's genome, but it will alter that person's genome for the next several generations. I said to myself, wow, aren't you glad that they're legalizing marijuana all over the place? We haven't seen the long-term effects of that decision as well. But another one, you could be exposed to certain chemicals externally, and that can have an effect on you in your genome. You can also be altered genetically with vaccines. In fact, the geneticist that we interviewed, she, as a geneticist, was very, very concerned. For instance, Big Pharma is forced by law that they have to put a disclaimer out that when you take this pill, and what are you doing? You're ingesting internally a chemical. They have to say, here's all the potential dangerous side effects, right? It might help you to stop smoking, but it could create liver disease. You could have thoughts of suicide. It could create all kinds of horrible negative side effects. She says, when it comes to vaccines, they don't have to do that. She says, you can't tell me that whether you ingest a pill that contains various chemicals that could produce negative side effects doesn't happen also with vaccines. She says, the only thing they'll say is typically if you get a flu shot, well, you might have some mild complications. That's it. But she said, as a geneticist, you can't tell me that that too can be utilized to produce negative effects and literally change a person's genome. In fact, we quote throughout there that these people who want to alter the human genome, who want to change humanity, which they think is for good, they want to use the excuse of a global vaccine to get the job done, whether people want it or not.
There's some terrible things contained in some of these vaccines. I mean, aborted fetal cells, cancer-causing type cells. The vaccine industry seems to want to cover this up, of course. For some reason, they've been immune to any kind of pushback I'm talking about from, for instance, the FDA or an outfit like that.
Yeah, and again, that was her concern, and it's on tape. She says, for the life of me, I don't know why these people are getting away with this. Because if we're going to force Big Pharma, who gives us pills that we ingest on the inside, to give a disclaimer, then how come we're not forcing the vaccine industry to do the same when we're ingesting something via a needle on the inside? And you know it has to have harmful effects, but they're getting away with it. What's coming out is the reason why you're getting harmful effects is because these chemicals and the concoction of chemicals has an actual effect on the human body to alter the human genome, and oftentimes it's for the negative.
I want to play one more clip. We dealt with this last week. We covered so much last week. Get it on my website, olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube channel where you can actually view portions of the program, hischannel.com, same thing. But I want to play one more clip here. I'm not quite ready to leave designer babies, because what potential new parent wouldn't like to hand design their potentially new baby here? And you want them tall, you want them short, hair color, you can pick all of that out.
With recent advancements in genetic engineering, the reality of creating your ideal baby is closer than ever before, if you wish. While controversial technology could help prevent a baby of having certain genetic defects, critics are saying the implications could have a far worse effect on society. RT's Trinity Chavez brings us the story.
If you're a potential parent planning on having a baby, you might be able to use genetic testing to choose your child in what some are calling a designer baby. But as technology advances, soon parents might even be able to choose embryos based on what sort of hair color or eye color they want their child to have, sparking both moral and ethical concerns. Prospective parents already use DNA testing to check for potential genetic abnormalities that could lead to serious conditions. While critics say the manipulation of DNA poses huge ethical and moral concerns, the method is garnering the support of lawmakers and medical experts. In July, the UK Ethics Council calling the practice morally permissible as long as it's in the best interest of the child. But as technology advances, others worry that we may be able to also learn about characteristics that have less bearing on the future health of the child and more on the physical and intellectual traits.
You also get into issues like, is it ethical to want a child with blonde hair, blue eyes? Maybe, maybe not. Is it ethical to want a girl over a boy? Is it ethical to want somebody taller versus somebody shorter? And so, but the list can keep going on and on and on. So where do you draw that line?
The late Stephen Hawking believed that the advances in genetic science could lead to an elite class of physically and intellectually powerful people if rich people chose to edit their DNA and manipulate their children's makeup.
Pastor Billy Crone, what I came away with after perusing your various DVDs, like other things, for instance, socialism, they try to make this sound like this would so improve society that surely you want to do this, don't you?
That's the Pollyannish utopian society that they want to pitch, but that doesn't fit reality, not even scientific reality. Let me give you just one example of this designer baby mentality, which is being pushed. You could certainly see how our society would fall for it. Who wouldn't want this, right? You go into the store, you got options what kind of color clothes you want, what size, what style. Why not do that to your kid? But see, it won't work. Let me give you an example. And this was brought out by the geneticist that we interviewed again. She said, let's say you get a husband and wife. They come together for the baby, but they want to design it with specific attributes. Well, if you left it alone, the baby was going to come out with brown hair and brown eyes. You can genetically, and she admitted, we have the technology, you can genetically alter that baby, and you could force it to come out with blonde hair and blue eyes. You can do it. She said the problem is the DNA code that God designed is so complex that, yes, you forced it and altered the DNA to create the blue eyes and the blonde hair, but it's so complex, you just messed up 13 other things that the baby needs for a healthy life. But you altered it for good, and you can't reverse it. It doesn't work as great as they say it is, and it's dangerous heading down this route. Now, speaking of danger, what does this start to sound like, designer babies? This is eugenics, folks. Exactly what it is. And that's why, Jen, we were so glad that you had agreed to come on, because we wanted to get your expertise in that area. Certainly, talk about not only history repeating itself with Noah's Day, and this is why we're doing this from a Bible prophecy point of view, but it's history repeating itself from Hitler's Day.
Yeah, Hitler's Day. Even the church in Germany had little trouble heading down this path.
In fact, we had a whole section with your interview and all the awesome information that you were able to share with your experience and knowledge. But we also traced the trail. I didn't realize this, but this was a bombshell for me, that Hitler got his information on eugenics from the eugenics movement in the United States. Now, that's not an excuse for Hitler and what he and the Nazi regime did. They're responsible for that. But I didn't realize how far the eugenics program was already in play in our own country, even to the point where the Supreme Court of our own country back in that day in the 20s and 30s had already ruled that it was okay to forcefully sterilize certain people. In fact, this came up in the Nuremberg trials when they were putting the Nazis on trial for the eugenics experiments and things they were doing to the Jewish people, that the Nazi lawyers used that as a basis for their argument. They said, hey, wait a second, how could you charge us with an international crime of doing eugenics and what we did with the Jewish people when your own country, the United States, said it was perfectly fine to sterilize people?
Yes, you have some excellent film clips and other items that you show in that segment. Folks, the product, because we're talking about all sorts of things, hybrids and super soldiers, and we're heading to super soldiers next, and the coming genetic apocalypse, it all ties together. The point is, as we've said now a few times, that Jesus in Matthew 24 says that the days of Noah, Genesis 6, are going to return someday, and there'll be a comparison between the days of Noah and a very last generation. Now, we believe that that last generation is actually the tribulation generation, but we're seeing a precursor to a lot of things in the tribulation. We're seeing sort of a foretaste of them cast a shadow on the church age. The church is not a part of the tribulation. I think, Billy Crone, the point you're making and that I keep making week after week is if we see the tribulation on the horizon, I like to put it, if we can almost hear the hoofbeats of the four horsemen of the apocalypse right over a ridge, obviously we're very, very close to that tribulation from which the church is absent. Please get right with the Lord.
Oh, absolutely, Jan. And that's why I say all the time, we don't know the day nor the hour. The Bible's very clear about that. I don't care how nifty you are with a calculator or how much math you know. Nobody knows. You can certainly see God's wisdom in that, too, because if he told us as Christians the exact day of the rapture, unfortunately, what would we do? We'd probably goof off to the very end.
Right.
For the non-Christian, why doesn't he tell? In my opinion, it's because they would do the same thing. Oh, five more minutes till the rapture. I guess I better get right with God. We don't know the day nor the hour, but all these, including this sign, which is based on, again, Matthew 24. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming Son of Man. You're going to see a repeat of Noah's day. We see that with general wickedness and now this genetic modification wickedness being repeated. But it's all a sign, again, from God that it's getting close. As Christians, it's not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be faithful. Get rid of procrastination. Get busy. Share the gospel. That's why we're still here.
Absolutely. I recently saw something, and I want you to comment on it, and I may have you comment in the closing segment here of the program. Recently saw something very intriguing, and that is a mouse that had a human ear. I'll find a picture of that, and we'll insert it in the YouTube and his channel version of the programming here so folks can see the picture of this mouse with a human ear growing on its back, not where an ear is, but on its back. And Billy Crone, go ahead, take a minute to explain this.
And that's a whole other realm of what they're doing, mixing humans with animals and things of that nature. And again, the ear, why a human ear? Well, it's body parts. That's the rationale that they want to get us to go along with is this is why we need to create basically chimeras, a mixture
that's
of humans and animals, because we'll be able to not only grow organs, but just about any kind of thing you could think of if we just make this combination with animals. In fact, you mentioned a picture. In the documentary, Jen, we have the actual video clips of the scientists doing this, and you'll actually see with your own eyes this mouse walking around, man, with a human ear on its back. It's crazy, but this is the stuff that's really going on. What they want to do, not just create human organs by combining humans with animals, they literally want to grow human body parts. Some of this technology's gone advanced that now they don't even need the mouse anymore. This is a whole other realm that we expose, and it's basically 3D bioprinting is what it's called in the industry. they've been doing 3D printing for quite some time now. You could 3D print even a gun or shoes or candy, certain food products, which sounds like Star Trek, but they're able to do that. Clothes, all kinds of things that you can do a 3D printer. Well, now they're doing it biologically. They're taking basically cell structures, and they could literally print human body parts, which would include like an ear. Examples we've given like a nose, a face. Israel's working on being able to print a human heart. And all this stuff is wild and crazy, folks, but I believe there's a biblical basis for it, meaning that just like you see the rise of earthquakes and wars and famines and pestilence and certainly what's going on in the Middle East and Israel, those are all classic signs that we don't know the day nor the hour of the rapture, but it's getting close. Well, guess what? This kind of genetic modification behavior, I am convinced, is a repeat of the days of Noah, and that's what Jesus also said you can expect on top of the other stuff when he's getting ready to come back.
Let's move into my second half of the program here. I'm going to take a short time out when we come back. I still want to talk for a few minutes anyway about transhumanism. I know you interviewed Carl Teichrib in this 16-set DVD presentation. One of the most intriguing angles that you've presented, and there are so many intriguing angles that the minute I said that I knew I probably shouldn't have, would be these super soldiers. Wow, what if you created a soldier who could not only eat grass, but thrive on grass? Because he's a super soldier. You don't have to have ready-to-eat meals for a million soldiers. Just have him eat some plants by the side of the road. And he would thrive with that. Well, that's happening. That's in the works. So we're going to talk about some of those things as we wind down our 2 weeks with Pastor Billy Crone. You can find a lot more at getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. Pastor Crone speak at Understanding the Times 2018. You can find that online on YouTube and on our website, olivetreeviews.org. You'll also find the DVD set we're talking about at olivetreeviews.org, or you can call my office. Best to do so Monday through Friday. Back in just a minute.
We love friendly feedback. Write to us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. You can find today's featured product in our online store, along with two dozen other cutting-edge items. More in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone and Jan Markell. Jesus prophesied that during the tribulation, there would be a return to the days of Noah. Noah's generation saw genetic manipulation, and we are seeing that taking place today, even before the onset of the time of Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. The depth and depravity of such genetic tampering during that dispensation, from which the church is absent, is staggering. Learn more in Pastor Billy Crone's new 16-DVD, 32-teaching set, Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse, found in our online store and print magazine. Jan Markell is a featured guest in this extensive presentation. Mankind is trying to recreate all life forms on our planet today, including recreating humans, but not in the image of God. This is indeed a genetic apocalypse. This is one study you can't afford to ignore if you want to understand the times and be watchmen on the wall. Visit our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444.
What if this mark from the Antichrist is even more than that? Yes, it's buying and selling, but what if that same chip in your hand or your head could unlock all kinds of abilities for you? That's being pitched today in soldiers and people, that to me would just be another excuse for people to fall for it and go like, boy, who wouldn't want to get the mark of the beast? You get to not only buy and sell, you get to have all these superpowers like a superhero. And as crazy as that sounds, it's being promoted as we speak.
We don't present information such as today's programming to scare you, but to prepare you to fight an end-time battle for truth and for biblical values as society tries to tear down God and His image in these last days. Here is Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas to wrap up today's programming.
Well, you've probably heard of taking Ginkgo to improve your memory or specialty app games that will help train your brain. But if those aren't good enough for you, how about a brain chip implant? That's right. The good people at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, along with researchers at UCLA and the University of Pennsylvania, have joined together to build the ultimate USB stick, if the B, of course, was for brain. This is all part of President Obama's Brain Initiative. And what they're developing is implantable closed-loop systems able to deliver targeted neural stimulation that may ultimately help restore memory function. So in plain English, DARPA is working on creating a memory-enhancing microchip that would be implanted directly into your brain. Sounds pretty creepy.
And welcome back. And we've still got a little time in this week's programming left. We've been spending 2 weeks with Pastor Billy Crone on his new presentation, and I'll give info on how to order that in a moment or two here. Learn more at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. What are some primary methods the militaries around the world are using to actually create live super soldiers? What are some examples of the military's external enhancement of soldiers? What are some examples of the military's internal enhancement of soldiers? What are some examples of the military's genetic enhancement of soldiers? Is the military really looking at putting brain chips into soldiers? Are militaries really serious about creating remote-controlled soldiers? And what does the term brain hacking mean? Pastor Billy Crone, are militaries really serious about creating remote-controlled soldiers?
They're not only serious about it, Jan, they've actually been engaged in it for quite some time. In fact, about 10 years ago, some of the research we came across, the United States military was warned by these top scientific think tanks. They basically said, United States, you better get cracking on developing your own super soldiers, because if you don't, you are going to be left behind. The other countries around the world that are already engaged in it, they don't have a Judeo-Christian ethic like we do, and they are running at this on massive scale. In fact, speaking of a non-Judeo-Christian culture, Russia, Vladimir Putin, on record, he said that the super soldier program is not only happening, he said it's more dangerous than nuclear warfare. But on top of everything we've discussed, Jan, as crazy as it sounds, Hollywood again has prepared us for this reality. Your Captain America scenario, your Iron Man scenario, your Batman scenario, pick a superhero, including the mutated ones from X-Men, Wolverine, you name it. That's actual stuff that's going on right now with militaries. In fact, speaking of Russia, many people may not know this, and this is their words, not mine. They recently completed the world's first DNA databank of all living things. And you know what they're calling it? A type of Noah's Ark. What is that? And this is all a repeat of the days of Noah. Again, happening in our lifetime. But the super soldier program is already in high gear. Our country, countries around the world, and they're doing it in three different ways, as you mentioned. And the first one is external enhancements. That's basically pick a superhero, and they're working on it. Who's behind it? Well, for our military, it's an entity called DARPA. DARPA is an acronym that stands for Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. Basically, for years, these guys have been coming up with the military candy for our own country, but they're also behind and have been behind for years in the super soldier programs. Externally, they've been working on, you want your soldier to be like Spider-Man? That's being done right now by DARPA. It's called the Z-Man Project. You want your soldier to fly around like a rocketeer or even like Iron Man? That's also being done as well, DARPA Project 4MM. Do you want your soldier to be able to have super strength like Hulk or something? Believe it or not, they have this exoskeleton. It's called the Hulk Project. I'm not making that up. will give them super strength and things of that nature. They admit that's just the first step, is to externally enhance your soldiers, make them like a superhero soldier that Hollywood's preparing us for. But they said, we want to move into the next phase. And the next phase is to now internally enhance them. And that's where you had mentioned, Jan, about brain chips. I wish that was make-believe. Unfortunately, that's happening as well. What they're doing is, let's take these machine technology that we've been putting on the outside of the soldiers, let's now combine it with the soldier. They're doing that with bionics right now. People recall the bionic man, the bionic woman, and we thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if we could have those skills? Well, they're doing it right now with soldiers, whether it be bionic legs or ankles or knees. They've got a bionic eye, a bionic nose, hand, lungs. That's big. They want to go even beyond that, and they're pushing these things. I kid you not, this started back in the Obama administration, and that is brain chips. And we take some time to do this because when I came across this, I remembered when Obama did this. This was in his presidency when the economy was still in the tank, millions of people without jobs. Then all of a sudden, he comes out with this, we've got to map the human brain for $100 million. And guess who got the money? Most of it went to DARPA. Are you serious? We need help. And you say that we need to spend all this money on the human? Why? Once I learned that that money was going to DARPA, it began to make sense. DARPA has been using that money back from the Obama administration to develop brain chips in our soldiers. They say, we've got to do this because it's going to provide, and this is what they always do, to make it sound like you can't live without it, it'll help them control their limbs, right? And not just for soldiers, but for anybody who is paralyzed and things of that nature. If you just let us put a chip in your head, then this will allow you to regain usage of your limbs. So who could be against that? Believe it or not, that's actually already being done. Not coming, it's already being done. They also say, if you let us put a chip in your head, soldiers, or dare I say even people, that you will be able to have the ability to promote rapid healing in your body. Now, that's a DARPA project called the DARPA Electric RX program. And for those, again, familiar with Hollywood, that's your Wolverine scenario. Okay. If people are familiar with him, he gets shot or stabbed, and all of a sudden, what do you see? That wound just goes away. DARPA is actually doing that with this brain chip technology. We mentioned before, why are people talking about the dangers of having your memory erased? Because DARPA is pushing, if you let us get a brain chip in your head, then we will control your memories. How are they pitching it? Well, we all know with soldiers, one of the horrible side effects of war is what? PTSD, right? How about we put a chip, I'm not joking, put a chip in your brain and we'll erase those bad memories and you won't suffer from that anymore. They're going even farther. Wait a second, if we could erase the memories, then that means we could put new memories in there. Now, that's extremely dangerous. You mentioned the term brain hacking. That's a new term that they've come up with this technology. They're realizing, wait a second, if we allow the government, military, whoever, to literally connect our brains via a chip to electronic devices, a computer, whatever, to control our limbs or to help us heal faster or to wipe out memories, well, just like any computer, that means, what if somebody wanted to hack into it?
Let me ask this, Billy Crone, and I asked this in program number one. You can hear that on my website, YouTube channel, etc. Obviously, program two here is building on program one, but I asked this in program one. I'm going to ask it again, because I think it's a crucial question here. What you're talking about, these super soldiers and all this incredible technology they're trying to do to create a super soldier, any kind of regulation, any kind of oversight for all of this? Is anybody looking into some of the ethical issues involved here?
No, and again, I'm glad you brought that up because some of us might say, well, it's a good thing the government's going to get a handle on this real soon. No, they're not. And it's not just our country, Jan. It's all countries on the planet, certainly the developed countries. In fact, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's not only a whole new way of warfare, but it's leading towards, I use the analogy of the gold rush. It's like, who can get out there the fastest to the West and find the biggest, giantest gold deposit and be the richest person on the planet? Well, that's what they're doing. They're trying to outbeat all other militaries. They're trying to, including our own country, come up with the biggest, baddest super soldier to defeat the other country's super soldiers. And it's creating like a nuclear race, like with Russia and America. Well, that one's not big enough because Russia just came up with one that beat us. So we got to come up with one that's bigger than them and vice versa and just begin to spiral out of control. It's the same thing with this technology. There's not only not regulation, but the way that it's being handled, it is spiraling out of control because every country has to beat the other country for defensive purposes. Let me share with you another thing about these brain chips. This was wild. Talk about Hollywood preparing you for what they're doing. They said another benefit from these brain chips in the soldiers, what we could do is we could download directly into their brain information that they need right there on the battlefield. So it would speed up communication. Not only that, talk about Shades of the Matrix movie. If people are familiar with that scene where the guy had the thing plugged into the back of his head and they flooded his mind with kung fu. And then, of course, he wakes up and he says, hey, I know kung fu. And all of a sudden, he has that skill set. That's actually being worked on by DARPA to do that to soldiers, to download that kind of information. It's called the TNT program. The other concerning thing is, Jen, this idea to get a brain chip is already busting out into the private sector. And they're saying, well, soldiers aren't the only ones that come back with paraplegic issues or have horrible memories. A lot of people are suffering from depression and stuff. Hey, this is good for the average Joe, too. In a nutshell, you're thinking, where's this going? Folks, tell me this is not Shades of Revelation 13 and the Mark of the Beast. Yeah. And many times, I remember early on as a young Christian, I'm going like, Revelation 13, Mark of the Beast, it's going to happen. They're going to get some sort of mark to control the buying and selling in the right hand or the forehead. Now, I get the hand because if you're looking at purchasing something, wave your hand. We're being conditioned for that. But the head? Who's going to take the head option? You look at this technology, folks, that's exactly what's being pitched. A brain chip, they say, is going to just revolutionize your life. It's going to promote healing. You're going to get your limbs back. We'll control your memories. And I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord on this, Jan. But when you look at this technology, it makes me wonder if that term in Revelation 13 with the mark of the beast, the buying and selling aspect, is not a loaded term. And what I mean is God just chose via the Holy Spirit through the Apostle John, Revelation gave us the information we needed to know about buying and selling. But what if this mark from the Antichrist is even more than that? Yes, it's buying and selling, but what if that same chip in your hand or your head could unlock all kinds of abilities for you? That's being pitched today in soldiers and people. That, to me, would just be another excuse for people to fall for it and go like, boy, who wouldn't want to get the mark of the beast? You get to not only buy and sell, you get to have all these superpowers like a superhero. As crazy as that sounds, it's being promoted as we speak.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here. I've spent 2 weeks with Pastor Billy Crone. You've heard him on this program many times. You can learn more at getalifemedia.com. We are carrying his 16-DVD set, Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. The premise being that Jesus said that days of Noah were coming back. That would be in the tribulation, but we're seeing the tribulation cast a shadow on the church age as I speak. We talk about this and much more in my print and e-newsletter. Sign up online, olivetreeviews.org. Views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. We're very active on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can watch the programming on our YouTube channel, Jan Markell, Olive Tree Ministries, and watch it on his channel. When you write to us, and particularly if you send a gift, and all gifts are tax deductible, would you tell us how you listen to Understanding the Times Radio? Or maybe you're not listening on the radio, but you're catching it online, the various other options. We are airing now on almost 900 radio stations. We're so thankful for them, particularly as various online sources are marginalizing Christians and conservatives more and more all the time. We love our online audience. We love our real radio audience. Billy Crone, we've still got a few minutes left here. I know that you interviewed my good friend Carl Teichrib for your presentation here, and I think that you need to first give us a real simple definition of transhumanism. I've featured it on air before, and someone came to me and said, boy, that's a topic I have a hard time understanding. Again, we go back to the fact that some folks, including me, aren't scientifically wired real easily. So you need to give us a definition for transhumanism. And then how would the plans of the transhumanist movement change life as we know it? How is it fitting into the whole topic of hybrids and super soldiers and the coming genetic apocalypse?
Well, the term transhumanism has been actually around for a while. It was coined in 1957 by Julian Huxley. Basically, in a nutshell, Jan, transhumanism is this. It's the mindset of these elitists and technocrats who believe in evolution, so they deny God, and they say, you know what, it's just taking too long for mankind to evolve into something better. We need to use science and technology to speed it up. We need to use science and technology, including genetic modification, for humanity to transcend transhumanism to the next level of evolutionary development. Some of the terms that they use to describe this is not just transhumanism, but they literally say post-humanity. They freely admit, when we're done, there ain't going to be humans left. In fact, I got to share this with you, Jen. I totally forgot about this, but this came out in the interview with our geneticist. And I asked her the proverbial question. Now, from a scientific point of view, throughout this documentary, a lot of these scientists and think tanks and military people and transhumanists, they're admitting that if we keep this up, how far can we do this and you're no longer a human? So I asked her, can you put a number on that? How much can you alter the human genome? And scientifically, they're no longer a human, to use the analogy, than an ape is a human. And she came back and said 1%.
Okay.
I think people need to realize it doesn't take long to tweak the human genome, and you got non-humans on the planet. Why is that important? Because that's a repeat of Genesis 6.
A non-human would not have a soul.
And there's that other aspect, and you also look at why God judged the planet
so severely. So severely, and how it will be judged so severely during the tribulation, so severely. It's unspeakable. I mean, I've covered it with you talking about the seals. It's been a couple of years ago, I think 2017. The judgment is staggering.
Exactly, and Jesus said that. He also said about the seven-year tribulation, it is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. So horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, no flesh would survive.
That's right.
Which, again, I'm not going to say, thus saith the Lord, but no flesh would survive. Does that mean humanity would be wiped out? And, or if you look at what these people are trying to do, would there even be any true humans left? Maybe it's both. I don't know. It is going to be an absolutely horrid time. But you could see why Jesus is not like coming back. He has to come back.
He has to come back. He would have to come back. But he wiped the earth out back during Noah's time. I mean, it was a terrible judgment. It's almost unthinkable to think that only 8 were righteous at that time in history. He's certainly going to remove the church, the restrainer, during the tribulation, and then the earth gets pounded again. And as you said, so rightfully so, if Jesus doesn't come back in the second coming, no flesh whatsoever would be saved during that tribulation period. That's just staggering.
Yeah, it is. And that's the wake-up call. That's why we want to warn people in love, don't go there.
Don't go there.
You don't have to. If you receive Jesus Christ right now as your Lord and Savior, then you won't go into the seven-year tribulation. God's very clear about that. Romans chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians 5, both before and after 1 Thessalonians 4, the rapture passage, God says repeatedly, I have rescued you, you're not appointed unto you, and I've saved you from his coming wrath. The church will not be there. So that's the good news. We can tell people, take the way out. Now, speaking of Noah's day, Jan, how is that any different than the same message that Noah had, right? It's the same thing. He said, hey, get into this ark. There's only one way off this planet to escape destruction. We're saying the same message today. Even that's being repeated. Except we're not saying get into a wooden ark. We're saying get into a wooden cross. Get into Jesus Christ and escape this thing that's coming to this planet. God's getting ready to judge it again.
Is there anything else you wanted to add on the transhumanist movement since we have another few minutes? I don't want to cut that topic short because it's so important in this whole genetic apocalypse.
These guys, they don't care about God. They don't believe in God. Makes you wonder if there were transhumanists, if you will, on Noah's day.
Exactly.
They believe that they are going to be God, and their goal is called the three supers. And with this technology to help man transcend, become no longer human, they want super longevity, super intelligence, and super well-being. And they literally want to, and this is the term they use, give humanity a brain boost with genetic modification so that we can walk around, or should I say, those who could afford it, or the elitists. You could walk around with people, I kid you not, with an IQ of 1,000. They believe that this is going to get rid of aging, as I talked about before, and so they will never die, which they're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed man to die once, then face judgment. They also believe in super well-being. They'll always be perfectly healthy with all this technology and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. This is just a repeat of the lie of the Garden of Eden. Satan came to Eve and says, don't listen to God, right? You listen to me. And you'll have the knowledge of good and evil, and you'll be like God. And that's what these people say. We don't need Jesus. We don't need God. We'll create our own eternity. We'll be our own gods with super intelligence. We'll live forever, and they're in for a rude awakening. But they have methods that they are using to try to pull this off. Believe it or not, they want to, as weird as this sounds, what happens if the person's body starts to fall apart, and how are you going to try to, quote, live forever? Well, they're actually working on full-blown head transplants onto another person, and just when it starts to wear out, you pop your head on somebody else's body. They're also looking at, again, cloning technology, so that what we'll do is we'll just download the contents of your brain into this clone, or we'll download the contents of your brain into like a cyborg scenario, or like Hollywood has done a fantastic, unfortunate job brainwashing us, we'll download the contents of your brain into a computer. And you certainly saw that years ago with the movie Transcendence with Johnny Depp. Amazon Prime just came out with a new show called Upload, and it's a complete mockery of the biblical account that when you die, if you're a Christian, you go to heaven. If you're not, you go to hell. They say, no, we're going to create these heavens inside of computers and your own reality, and you don't need God. And that's a show that just came out and things of that nature. And you're thinking, come on, they're not going to be able to pull this off. Folks, they're already working on this actual technology. And you're thinking, well, wait a second, how could they take the contents of a person's brain and put it in the computer? Well, believe it or not, Elon Musk, who many people would say is the Tony Stark of today, to use Hollywood's term, he's developed a neural interface that actually connects man's brain with a computer with that. And the sad thing is, Jan, is all of it is just like Satan. Satan, what he does is he takes God's truth and he twists it, contorts it, and perverts it to lead man astray, ultimately to hell. You think about the transhumanist goals, every single one of them, you really could have if you would just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let me share that with you. The transhumanist said the reason why we need to alter humanity is they want to have a forever, limitless existence. Well, guess what? You could have that for real if you would just ask God to forgive you of all of your sins through Jesus. You get to live forever. But the transhumanists say, we want to have a perfect body. Well, guess what? If you get saved right now through Jesus Christ, you'll get a new resurrected body that will always be perfect, at peak performance. It's going to be awesome. They say, no, no, we want to create a paradise that's free of all the evils that we've got to experience today. Well, guess what? If you get saved right now through Jesus, you get to be a part of this planet being renovated to Garden of Eden-like conditions in the millennial kingdom, where there's even going to be peace with nature. It's going to be awesome. And then they say, well, we want to create a world that's free of pain and suffering and even death itself. Well, guess what? If you get saved right now through Jesus Christ, you don't need to be genetically modified. You get to be a part of the new heavens and the new earth that God says there's going to be no more death, no more mourning, crying, or pain, and God himself will be with us. He'll wipe every tear from our eyes, and so shall it be. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be awesome. And guess what? You don't need to be CRISPRed. You don't need to listen to these people who are lying to you, that technology will give it to you. It's freely given through Jesus Christ if you would just ask. And isn't that just like the enemy, Jan? When it's getting that close for the return of Jesus Christ, here comes this movement that says, here's a counterfeit to everything that you could have in Jesus, and just do it our way. It's a repeat of the lie of Satan in the Garden of Eden. And people need to realize that, listen, it's not only not going to work, but please, I'm with them. Who doesn't want to have a perfect body and live in a paradise? Who doesn't want to escape this world of pain and evil and suffering? Well, guess what? You can have that. And it's not make-believe. And again, you don't have to invest millions of dollars. You can have it right now through Jesus Christ. But our world is being led astray in the last days by these technocrats, and we as Christians need to get equipped on this issue so we could lead people back to Jesus Christ.
I could not have summed up our 2 weeks better than what you just did here in the last 2-3 minutes. I just thank you for what an excellent way of wrapping things up. Folks, we've spent 2 weeks looking at hybrid super soldiers and the coming genetic apocalypse. Why? Because we like science fiction things that are kind of almost creepy? No. Because the purpose of the presentation, it's 16 DVDs over 30 teachings, is that Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the days of Noah, Genesis 6, would come back someday. All the aberrations found in Genesis 6, well, maybe they'd be a little bit different in the modern times, but they would come back someday. That's been captured in this 16 DVD set by Pastor Billy Crone, Hybrid Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. Find it in my store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, my print and e-newsletter. You can learn much more at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Actually, I've featured a number of Pastor Billy Crone's productions on the temple, on the Jewish people, and some other topics. Billy Crone, thank you for what you do. It's fascinating. It's stunning. It's very, very creative, and it's so well done. I just appreciate that so much.
Jan, thank you for your part in it and helping us to have another way to let people know that time is short. The good news is this is another sign that Jesus is coming back to get us. As the church, let's not get sidetracked. Keep your mind on things above and on this earth. We got a bright future. We need to let as many people know that they can join us as well.
Say, next week I'll have Michelle Bachman back in studio to talk about the turmoil of our times. What on earth is going on in America? We seem to be coming apart at the seams with unprecedented lawlessness. We'll talk about that next week, so be sure to join me. Let me go out with a saying I love to use when the time was right. The sea parted, the walls fell down. The sun stood still, the waves were calm, the stone was rolled away. The clouds were parted, the Lord ascended. And when the time is right, the King of Kings will return. God is never early. He is never late. He is always right on time, and his plan for you is good. I want to thank you for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save. You are.
Surely we are in the last hours before Christ's return. Are you ready to face Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, an appointment every believer has before we enter eternity? Let us hear from you by writing us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. We want to equip you to better understand these last days and be a watchman on the wall as we watch everything fall just as predicted into place.